This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me a little bit, I mean, you've had such success at an early age, and how did you experience some setbacks as well? Humbling moments, setbacks, failures, and if so, what was your approach to dealing with those, and do you feel like your early success either prepared you or did not prepare you for those moments?
I don't feel like success is a great teacher. I have a quote I like to use from Bill Gates. He says, success is a lousy teacher because it seduces otherwise smart people into thinking they can't make mistakes, right? And the truth is, success just set me up for education, right? You know, one of the things that I remember reading after this period of time where it seemed like everything that I did didn't work, right? I had this period of time when everything turned up roses and I was this great success story. And I remember my identity was I was a young guy, I was successful, I was sharp. And then I was getting my butt kicked with literally, well, nearly every investment I was doing was blowing up in my face. And I remember having this identity crisis of, all right, can you handle being just the young guy that's not successful? You know, because, and so one of the things that you realize when you achieve a dream and then now you're no longer in that same role is how much of your identity was wrapped up in what you were. And at a young age, I mean, in you can imagine, people don't want to hear you whine about, oh, I sold a company for a lot of money and now I don't know what to do with myself, right? That doesn't go over well.
That one doesn't get the sympathy card, no.
No, and frankly, and so people don't talk about it. But the truth is, there's two bad things that happen when we get what we're chasing. Well, let me phrase it. One bad thing that happens when we get what we're chasing, which is you can end up saying, oh my goodness, now what? I'm completely unprepared for this. I'm entering into this life change and I'm not certain about what I am about any longer. So you get this identity crisis. And then you can also discover that you still have this itch that's unscratched, and now you've achieved what everybody was telling you was going to make you happy, and you think, holy crud, I'm still not happy. That happened to me. The other side of it is, you know, when we don't get what we want, we just have these profound disappointments in life. And so, you know, what I learned both of those things. Coming off of a sale when I was young, I learned that I still had this just drive to keep chasing, but I didn't have direction on why I was even driven, you know, what I was trying to accomplish.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.